The tourist train of the Allier Gorge. Off we go on a 67-kilometer discovery alongside the Allier River, there where no other roads can pass. Between Langeac and Langogne, there had to have been extremely tiki in order to dare to trace this portion of the mythic Cévenol line through the heart of such inaccessible relief. And at the end of the 19th century, before the discovery of dynamite, thousands of workers slaved away in order to create this architectural masterpiece connecting Paris to the Mediterranean. Ever since 1999, the tourist train has once again begun travelling along this audacious itinerary, crossing through wild gorges and crossing over numerous works of art. From behind the windows, we remain captivated by the viewpoints, like Bob Beaulieu, one of the tourist train's creators.
When we approach the Cévennes, when exiting a tunnel onto a viaduct, in order to enter another tunnel only to exit onto an even more spectacular viaduct, in order to cross over a metal bridge or a several hundred meter long stone construction, when we know what means they had at the end of the 19th century, one can only be completely awestruck.
Come on, let's make a quick stop in order to calm our emotions. A swim and lazing about in Monistrol d'Allier. We leave again following the Allier, one of the last great wild rivers in Europe. As proof, Atlantic salmon still come here to reproduce. And although today this fish is becoming extinct, curiously, it was not appreciated by the workers of the past.
We found articles which date that the workers went on strike while building the tracks because they were being served salmon every day. Because there were so many salmon in the Allier River that all the cooks had to do was go down to the river and poach a dozen salmon. And they would serve salmon every day, which kept them from having to think too hard. And so the workers went on strike.
In this natural sanctuary, know that the landscapes were created by water and that the volcanoes are home to a nature preserve where one encounters numerous rare species. Speaking of which, you just might cross paths with the beast of Gévaudan. Who knows? We have come to the end of the line. Everyone must leave the train in Langogne where one can take the time for a walk or a good meal. 2 hours in the heart of the Allier Gorge have now come to an end. In order to make this trip, visit between the month of June and September. Tickets can be purchased in the Langeac Tourist Train Shop. Oh, and one last piece of advice. Reserve your seats in advance because this train is as popular as the route it travels.